You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another anointed Tuesday. You're welcome to Bethel Encounter one more time, and we are here to pray. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Chapter 61, verse 1. From this we have the theme, Jesus, my deliverer. It is our prayer that this month everyone will experience God's deliverance in every way. And even as we learn in concerning this theme, as we learn from various aspects, that we begin to exercise another level of faith by the imbibing of God's word when it comes to God's deliverance. Now, today, our prayer is centered on the anointing for deliverance. The anointing for deliverance. The same Spirit that rested on Jesus, the same Spirit that rested on Jesus now empowers his ministers to carry deliverance to others. We find this in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1a. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me. The Lord hath anointed me. Now, the believer is called the anointed because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we know from Scripture that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. The Holy Spirit liveth in us. Ye have an unction, and ye know all things. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. And so the believer is the anointed. And because of the anointing, we can also now be used by God, empowered to carry deliverance to others. To others, not just being recipients of deliverance, but now being a channel of deliverance to others. Deliverance ministry is not about might or human power, personality, or even volume. It is about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, our deliverer, shares this anointing with us so we can serve in his power. So when Jesus was leaving, he said that he will send unto us, or the Father will send unto us, the Holy Spirit in his name, that is in the name of Jesus. And we receiving the Holy Spirit, granting us the power to do the same and even more of what he did. And so we are anointed to bring deliverance to others in Jesus' name. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So bringing deliverance to the oppressed, now we carry that ministry because of the anointing of the Lord in us, being the Holy Spirit, that where people are feeling oppressed, that we coming onto the scene, they experience deliverance, be it any form of bondage or any form of oppression. They receiving deliverance by the power of the Holy Spirit through us. Your life can never be the same again. By this revelation, become a deliverer wherever you are in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If your schoolmate tells you that I'm afraid of this subject, I'm afraid that I will fail. You have the Holy Spirit in you. Every chain of F's must come to an end through the empowering of the Holy Spirit, bringing deliverance to that situation. Because you have Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit, tell that person, this semester, it ends now. Do everything you can on your part to learn, and we pray together, and you see that there will be a change. Be it sickness, it won't continue forever. It will come to a stop. Any form of oppression, once you come onto the scene, by the power of the Holy Spirit as God's anointed, let there be deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our first prayer, Father in heaven, and which is coming from Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Father in heaven, anoint me afresh with the Holy Ghost and power to do good and break every oppression I encounter in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Anoint us with Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost and with power. Let Lord there be deliverance, Lord, to every situation where there is oppression. Lord, when we encounter all that situation, let there be deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Every oppression of idolatry. Every bondage of idolatry. Even our families. In our homes. In our, even when it comes to our colleagues, in the name of Jesus, wherever we are, every hold, every oppression, even in the our places of work, in our schools, wherever we find ourselves, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, let every oppression encounter deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We are praying our second prayer. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Luke chapter 4, verse 18a. Father in heaven, let my preaching, singing, and service carry a tangible anointing that sets people free. In Jesus' name. There's a simple prayer and the prayer of faith, praying honestly from your heart, so it shall be in the name of Jesus. It's on your screen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now in the name of Jesus. Let my singing never be empty. Let it be full of the power of God. Bring in deliverance. Bring in deliverance. Bring in deliverance. Wherever there's oppression, in the mighty name of Jesus, my let my preaching, let my speaking, let my Lord interactions, Lord, even bring deliverance in the name of Jesus. Wherever there is bondage, my thank you, Jesus. One time you said, Lord, even when you were preaching and teaching, Lord, the power of God was present to heal. The healing power of God flowed and brought deliverance to all them that were bound. In the name of Jesus, let our singing, let our preaching, let our interactions, our speaking, let it be by the power of the Holy Spirit, bringing liberation and deliverance wherever oppression and bondages are, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We are praying our last prayer. not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 9. By my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. By strength, truly, no man shall prevail. So by this scripture, we are praying that Father in heaven, deliver me from relying on human strength. Teach me to rely fully on your spirit in Jesus' name. This is a very real prayer. We are praying from our heart that won't be too used to doing the work so much so that we think that what God did yesterday, even today, if we don't pray asking for his leading, he will do the same. One time you say, hit the rock. Another time you say, speak to the rock. That won't depend on our human strength or our past experiences, but fully will depend upon the Holy Spirit every single time. Pray this prayer from your heart, and the Lord will grant us that grace. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. To every time remember, Lord, to rely on you and not on my human strength. In the name of Jesus. To fully rely on you, to fully depend on you in everything, in everything, in everything, in everything, in everything, in everything. Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, to fully rely on you in Jesus' name. As we read, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, the whole duty of a man is to worship the Lord. You are lost if you don't have Jesus Christ. Your future is also in question, because it's only through Jesus that we have access to eternal life. If you want to have a relationship with God and be realigned to purpose, God's purpose for your life, and to have access to eternal life even after physical death, this is a serious matter. I'm giving that opportunity right now. I want to lead you in prayer so that Jesus will come into your heart and live in you by his Holy Spirit, and that you become born again, not by human ability, but by the Spirit of God, to become a new man in Christ Jesus. Please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Thank you for this opportunity to surrender my life to you. Lord, I turn away from every wicked way. I turn away from all my past ways. And I repent, Lord, of all my sins. I ask that please forgive me. Cleanse me with your blood. Let your Holy Spirit live inside me and make me a new man or a new woman. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed. Amen.
Amen. Our God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to declare his goodness. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. God is good. God is good to me. How can I let him down? How can I let him down? How can I let him down? He's so good to me. Oh, God is good, God is good. God is good, oh yes. God is good to me. How can I let him down? How can I let him down? How can I let him down? He's so good to me. One more time.
good, God is good. Oh yes, God is good. God is good to me. How can I let him down? How can I let him down? How can I let him down? He's so good to me. Amen. If you gave your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. You're welcome to the family of God. Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.